This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair. On my head, not my shoulder.
And he does because perhaps he's in denial. And maybe, you know what? He just looks good despite his age. And hello, hello, hello. And this is Adrian Berg. And this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, we have a terrific show today. You know, sometimes our shows get a little lugubrious. We're talking about health, good health, bad health. Not this show. Here we're going to be talking about terrific places for you to live that really allow you to give back to the community. And if you didn't know it, life purpose adds years to your life. And in the first part of our show, we're going to be talking about travel, but in a very particular way. We have with us Robert Berber. You may already know him because he is the creator of Dough Roller, terrific podcast, a very rich in content blog, where he, a lapsed lawyer like me, he'll say retired, I say lapsed, but Robert Berger has turned to becoming a financial advisor of a very particular kind. He is there for you, for your financial freedom. He doesn't give advice one-on-one. He gives it in the broadest possible way he can over the Internet and through his podcast. And he's with us today just focusing on travel. But I promised him, I didn't want you to think that's all you can find on Dough Roller. I've used his article on tools, some of the best tools there are for you to take control over your finances. I recently read his wonderful Vanguard interview on giving to charity. So there's so much in there that we really have a short show, we can't do it. But let's say hello to Robert Berber right now. And hi, Robert, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, and I think I like your idea of lapsed attorney, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, your podcast is downloaded 150,000 times a month. I mean, that's a lot for somebody who isn't backed by the big organizations because you give really hardcore, important advice. And we're going to jump in this holiday summer season right before 4th of July to talk about some of your Dough Roller financial freedom ideas when it comes to travel. And I'm going to pick the one that I thought is perhaps the most important, and that is budgeting, best ways to budget a vacation. There's a big company, yeah, Robert, who says we spend more time planning our vacation than planning our retirement, and that's supposed to be bad. And I say, so what? It's a wonderful thing to plan your travel. But how can we budget in a sensible way for it?
Well, the first thing is to actually budget for your travel, which sounds kind of silly. But what happens a lot of times is that folks, you know, that we're really good at budgeting. Well, at least some of us are good at budgeting the monthly expenses. You know, we know we've got to pay our rent or mortgage every month and our car payment and our utilities. We forget to factor in travel and other sort of periodic expenses when we're figuring out our spending for the year. And so what happens is, though, you end up getting surprised, even though you know it's coming. You know, we all know we're going to take our vacation in the summer or during spring break or whatever. But from a planning perspective, we just totally forget about it. And so the first thing is to work it into the budget so that you know not only how much you can spend on a vacation, but how much you want to spend. You know, just because you can spend it doesn't mean that you should. So by making it part of your overall budget, you're also able to figure out, okay, how much should I spend on a vacation versus contributing, as you mentioned, retirement, contributing to my retirement accounts, to paying down debt, to every other financial priority that you have. So that's the first thing that I always recommend, is put it into an overall budget with everything else that you have in terms of financial priorities.
And, you know, one of the things that that's very useful in Dough Roller, which is Robert Berber's blog, in the tools section, and you'd think this is unrelated, but it really is very related to what we're talking about. He has a tool there that shows you, if you pay down some of your debt, how fast would it disappear, particularly your mortgages. It's a worthwhile thing to do. If you're going to go for an extra day of vacation, and that's going to cost you $300 every year, you might take a look and see how much financial freedom can you buy for that one day of vacation by looking at the information and tools on what if you pay down a debt. And then you can say to yourself, you know what, it's worth it for me to take one day less or to take a staycation and get that much debt freedom, or not. Or say what I've done many times, you know what, I'll live now and save later. It's fine, as long as you know where you're at. But, Robert, one of the things you're kind of a magician with is using the right credit cards. And people are in the street running around with tears in their eyes saying, what credit card should I use? What's my best rewards? Because it's almost like keeping up with all your finances. It's very complicated. So what's in your research showing the best cards to maximize your rewards?
Yeah, so if you're focused specifically on rewards for travel, the first thing to keep in mind is that you don't actually the best card may not actually be one that's branded as a travel card, right? What you want to figure out is how you spend your money, and then figure out which card is best given how you're going to use it. So, for example, you know, you can use a generic cashback credit card, and if that's going to generate the most rewards for you, that's fine. You just get the cash, and then you use the cash for your travel. Or you don't need a card that necessarily builds miles or points, for example. Having said that, the best cards out there right now, I'll give you some specific examples. One is the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. They at one point had a 100,000 point bonus. That's now down to 50,000. But that's still a pretty significant bonus. And if you use those miles for travel through Chase's travel portal, you actually get an extra 50% bonus. So those 50,000 points are actually worth $750 worth of travel booked through Chase. And then on top of that, the card gives you basically a 3% reward for if you use the card for travel or restaurants. So even beyond the bonus, you can accumulate, you know, benefits pretty quickly if you travel a lot or if you eat out a lot. So that's one that I would recommend, certainly one that I use. The other one I like, it's sort of an everyday card, is the Citi Double Cash, which is effectively 2% cash back card on all purchases. You get 1% when you buy something with the card, and then 1% when you pay the bill. And so it's 2%, and there's no categories to worry about. So it's basically 2% on everything. It's cash. It's a cashback card. You don't earn miles or points, but you can get the cash in the form of a deposit into your Citibank account, or if you don't bank at Citi, just a check in the mail. And so that, you know, we use that actually to pay for our children's college tuition. And so we actually
can accumulate. Yeah, because if you put big ticket items on that, you get a lot of cashback. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we accumulate rewards pretty quickly when we do that.
Yeah, I would be able to put in $500,000 because I my kids went to the two most expensive schools in the United States. So I think I might have broken the card if I actually did that. But let's talk about what gets offered to us all the time, and that is the airline cards. Every time you're on an airplane now, one of the stewardesses or stewards are really pitching their card. Get it now. Get it while you're still on the plane. You'll get more rewards. What's your take on those?
So if you fly the same airline a lot, and some people do, particularly on business where they go to the same place frequently, and so it's the same airline, then the airline cards can be ideal. They're also ideal if you know you're planning a pretty expensive trip and you know you've got to be on a specific airline, and you can use their bonus rewards when you get a new card and you have a certain spending requirement, you get bonus miles. It can be very effective there. For folks that sort of don't travel on the same airline, they just want the cheapest flight, I think airline cards are less desirable. You'd be better off with the kind of card that gives you rewards that can be used on any airline.
And I do want to remind everybody, we're speaking with Robert Berber, and if you do go to Dough Roller, and we'll give you the exact URL in a second, you will actually find the tools section does have a list of these tools, these specific cards. You'll find how to improve your credit rating, because some people can't get these cards, Robert, because until they improve their credit rating. So that's if you have to start from scratch, you'll start from scratch, basically rebuilding yourself. Because what Robert Berber is about is not necessarily travel, but as he says, financial freedom. So we have about 50 seconds left, Robert. And I just before we go to our next segment, when we talk about hidden travel bargains and rewards, tell us a little bit about that mission and how you came to the idea of financial freedom being the real core of what you want to bring to the public.
Yeah, it's how I end every podcast show. The best thing money can buy is financial freedom. And that's just been my focus for the last decade or so. And that is, to me, financial freedom is more important than a vacation. You know, now that's not may not be true for all your listeners, but that's true for me. And it's true for, you know, it's more important than buying a bigger home or a nicer car. And when you have that focus, then you're focused on saving and investing.
True. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how Dough Roller is going to help you do just that. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be lying high together. We'll be right back.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And this is Adrienne Berg, and I am your host of Generation Bold. That's, a lot of people ask me, where did I get that name from? Well, I didn't get the name. My daughter, who was a little girl at the time, said, oh, Generation Bold, because when you are old, like me, you get bold. And I was 44 when I had my second child, so I guess to her I was pretty old, but bold. And so when I created the show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're talking about a very uncomfortable truth right now with Robert Berber, who is the creator of Dough Roller. He's going to give you the wonderful access to his podcast and his blog in a moment. But there's an uncomfortable truth here. We've been talking about going on vacation and using credit cards to amass points, and he's given specific cards, and it's terrific. But what if you're not credit worthy? Many people who are listening right now have fooled around and had some credit issues. And among many other things, Robert is an expert in helping you get out of those kinds of problems. So first, Robert, tell everybody how to find Dough Roller, because it has so many things, so many aspects of personal finance on it that they need.
The URL, the website is just doughroller.net, doughroller.net. And if you go there, you'll find a link to the podcast as well and the content that we publish. I have some great writers that help me write great content to help people achieve financial freedom.
And that is his mission. And part of financial freedom, of course, is being debt-free. And it is true. You're going on a vacation, you're spending $2,000 or $3,000, and you realize that, in fact, it might be on your credit card, or you haven't paid off last month's credit card, or the mortgage is looming, and who knows. And so along with your flight bag, you're taking a whole big bag of guilt, too, with you wherever you go, perhaps every day of your life. So let's go back, Robert, to your many ways of helping people relieve themselves of debt and improve their creditworthiness. Jump in, because you've got so many things to say about this.
Yeah, so the first thing is, you know, we've talked about these reward credit cards, and they can be beneficial, but as a general rule, you need a credit score, I would say, of 700 or higher. It's just a rough estimate to qualify for the best credit cards. It's not a guarantee that you will. They look at other things beyond your credit score, but as a general rule, you need a credit score of over 700, and a lot of people don't have a score that high. So if you're looking to improve your score, not just for credit cards, but also for a mortgage or to refinance a mortgage, it has other implications. The basic things you have to do, one is, of course, pay your debts on time. The worst thing you can do is have late payments on your credit report. That will lower your score faster than anything. And late payments can stay on your credit report for 7 years. Now, they don't have the same effect on your score. As they get older and older, they impact your score less and less. But the key is to pay your debts on time. The second thing that I think a lot of people don't always appreciate is something that the folks in the credit industry call your credit utilization. So how much of your available credit are you actually using? So if you have $10,000 in credit card credit and you're using all $10,000 of it, you've maxed out your card, your credit utilization will be 100%, and that's a very bad thing as it relates to your credit score. They want to see that you've got enough available credit that you could handle, withstand a financial emergency. So you want to keep your credit utilization as low as you possibly can. Now, I know that may be easier said than done, but if you can pay off that credit card debt and lower your credit utilization, it will absolutely have a positive impact on your credit score. Those are the two big things. There are other factors, but on-time payments and a low credit utilization are the two most important factors.
Yeah, and also in your toolbox there, people sometimes don't know their credit score, and they don't know how to fix some of the things that are on it that may even be wrong. And you do have help for that sort of thing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a couple of free and one paid resource you can go to. Two that I like are Credit Sesame and Credit Karma. They're both free, and they will give you a version of your credit score, but more importantly, they will show you what's helping your score and what's hurting your score. And you can then look at that to see what you need to fix. You know, you can also get copies of your credit report to see if there are errors on it. But even if there aren't any errors, those services will show you what you need to do to improve your score. FICO has a paid tool, and you can find that at myfico.com. And it does effectively the same thing.
And in fact, as two lawyers, we can tell you that you have rights. And in my case, we have many, many times in the past, before I lapsed, we worked with people who were getting divorces, and they really did have terrible credit scores. And it was true that if we wrote the right letter, just like they tell you to do in the credit help companies, they really did remove some of these things and improve their credit score. So don't despair. There's an awful lot you can do to improve that, and then you can get some of these goodies that Robert Berber is telling you about, whether you have credit cards that give you cash back or points and so on. So before we leave, Robert, though, we have time to go through something else that I think is maybe the overriding theme here. You talk about financial freedom. And you talk about putting your money into your own financial freedom. Wouldn't you think that that would be something taught in schools? And wouldn't you think that this would be a kind of mission that most people have? And yet, no, they really do plan to spend and not be free and always have to work for the next time that they spend. Is that cultural? I mean, you do so much writing, so much speaking. You get a lot of feedback from your listeners and readers. Is this something that is new to us because we have affluence, or is it endemic just to the human condition? You're a thinker when it comes to why people do not make themselves financially free when they can.
You know, that is such a great question. And within our, you know, my community, we debate this topic. You know, there are some people that just have, they fall on hard times and they have financial issues for reasons beyond their control. But we all know there are plenty of people that just make choices day by day by day, and it either leads them to, those choices either lead them towards financial freedom or lead them away from financial freedom. And I've racked my brain to figure out why some people move towards financial freedom and others don't. And I don't know that there's any one reason. You know, part of it, I think, is this sense that happiness is tied to spending money. Yeah, that we need to, like we talked about vacations. Do we need a vacation to be happy? Do we need a certain size home to be content? Do we need two cars in the garage to be fulfilled? And I think part of it is cultural. I think part of it is very much our country and this notion of consumerism, and that happy. I think for many people, happiness is the house you live in and the car you drive. But I do think there's a growing number of people that say no, that's not really how I want to define fulfillment.
I will tell you that for those of you who've had difficulty getting out of debt or just starting to save, and that could be at any age, please take a look at Dough Roller. And we will be right back. We'll talk about another kind of happiness. How you can find it by helping your community. Thank you, Robert. It's been a terrific pleasure.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back, and we are back with our promise, and the promise was that we're going to show you how to have more life engagement by choosing an environment for your living where you can give back to the community, where you can stay fit, where you can eat right, and where this is kind of the culture that's around you. And we know that culture feeds on itself. When people around you are a certain way, you become that way. And if they're all couch potatoes, you kind of tend to, you have nobody to go anywhere with. But not if you were in one of the many culture home communities. We're speaking with John Manrique. He's the Vice President of Marketing of Culture Homes. He's an expert in the Culture Crestwind 55 communities. And we rarely talk about 55 communities because age-based communities are always, are not necessarily my thing. I talk a lot, John, about aging in place. But Culture Crestwind, that's kind of a different way of aging in place. It really does bring out some of the best in successful aging. So first I want to thank you for being with us, but I want you to rush right into the idea of fitness, nutrition, and relationships, how you came up with this as the core philosophy for Culture Homes.
Sure. And actually, the credit goes to our regional president up in the Mid-Atlantic, a gentleman by the name of Bob Rademacher, had read a book by Chris Carmichael. You may be familiar with it, called Five Essentials for a Winning Life. And Chris Carmichael, famous coach, and in his program, what he really focuses on are those three core concepts, fitness, nutrition, relationships. Now, what those mean, really, fitness isn't just going to the gym and having a regular workout program. It's also, you know, mental agility and keeping yourself healthy in terms of thought. And so, you know, doing things like having brain games and that sort of interaction to keep you on your feet. Nutrition, eat a healthy diet, but also, for instance, in our communities, we may have community gardens, demonstration, but it's really understanding and really being involved in the food that you're putting into your body, and that whole circle of things. And then finally, relationships, is not just those personal relationships we may think of with a significant other, with family, but it's also being an active and meaningful part of the community. So encouraging volunteering, encouraging lifelong learning. You know, so one of the things we look for when we're planning a new Crestwind community or an age-targeted community for culture are universities in the area, cultural outlets where people can continue that engagement and constantly learning and building for themselves, because that's where, you know, that's kind of, as Bob would tell you, that's the recipe for living better longer. When you have those things that you're getting up in the morning, you got something to do, look forward to, you've got the energy you need, age is nothing but a number.
So I'm going to get into what you do. You're the vice president of marketing. So if you're marketing, then you know what they call the target market. You know who you're talking to. And one of the great mysteries of aging is how different we are as we age. There was a wonderful gerontologist, Janet Sainer, who said, all babies are the same and all seniors are different. So is there a different group of people who embrace their aging, go into an over 55 community for this lifelong learning, go in because they see it's another stage of their life and they want to flourish, as opposed to people who just become unable to care for their home, and they kind of go kicking and screaming into something that is just easier to live in. Who are your people?
Right.
And I know you have a lot of market research on that. That must be something that you eat and sleep with every day. I'm talking to those people. I want to find them. I want to know how they are different from the people who really despise aging, because I'm an advocate for aging. So who are they, and what do you think makes them tick?
And it's a positive approach. Yeah, it's growing versus fighting, right? And so, first to define a little better what we do. So, in some of what you described there is, you know, maybe independent or assisted living, and that's not what culture here is about in terms of the Crestwind or our age targeted. When we need 55 plus is. Frankly, when developers go forward and you put forward a 55-plus community, part of the reason for doing that is in terms of as you're going through with approvals and whatnot, a 55-plus community may not have the, you know, in terms of use of schools and some of the, you know, the services that a city, a municipality would need to put out. So that there's benefits to wherever you're looking to develop this community, and there's benefits obviously to the residents. There's some that, you know, they've been there, done that. They've had the kids and all that sort of thing. And while it's nice to visit with the grandchildren, they do want to be in a community of their peers. They do want to enjoy the things. You know, they're at a new stage of life. They've worked hard, and so we tend to find, at least in our communities, it's a little younger side of the boomers. You know, we have triathlons going on in our community and that sort of thing. So when you're asking about, you know, how people, is there a difference in aging? In ours, it's really not so much that assisted. There's medical cause. There's the, what am I looking for? In terms of the needs so much as the wants. And so in a 55-plus community, it's more of the things that, hey, I've worked for this, and these are now my wants. These are, I've always wanted to explore art, or I've wanted to travel, or I've wanted to do a triathlon, or I've wanted to, you know, whatever it may be. That's what these sorts of communities are designed for. It's that freedom. So you typically have, you know, homes where the yard work and all that is included as part of your HOA. So you don't have to deal with that stuff. And, you know, they're typically not, you're not going to have your larger yards. Your 55-plus communities usually aren't these big half-acre, multiple-acre home sites, because that's not what that resident is looking for at this point. They're looking for more of those engagement things, or, you know, again, trying to accomplish those things, achieve those things that have been those goals that, you know, this is bucket list time. And so that's another commonality. So we did. We interviewed like 2,500 people. Hey, what are you looking for in a 55-plus home? What are the things that you want? And it's easy maintenance, it's those sorts of things, and then you get into the design and all that sort of stuff. But it really comes down to what I was describing, is this is more of a wants-based community and address versus, again, you get to that older stage where there's more needs and the medical care and the assisted side of things, and that's not our business.
And you know what I'm talking about in terms of peer group, I think, is important here. When you have visions for yourself that you'd like to achieve, and you specifically, let's say, select one of the culture homes, communities for that, you're going to be around other people that think exactly the same way. Now, it's not always good to have everybody thinking the same way, but in this case, I think it may be, because each motivates the other to get out there and do something, whether it's community involvement and so on. So I was interested. I was looking at some of the communities, and I saw how much environmental preservation you guys are into and how much sustainability you are into when it comes to the environment that you get into. Is that because your market research has shown that boomers are interested in that?
Absolutely. I mean, they're interested in it. We're interested, our goal, our mission is creating better communities, and so housing is going to expand, but you can do it in a smart way that is beneficial, and that is absolutely, you know, there's a few, one of the big things, obviously, for boomers is the ability to get out and enjoy, and walking is a huge, a number one amenity, and I'm sure if you ask most other developers in this space, they'll tell you the same thing. Walking's huge, and well, when you're walking, what do you want to walk around? You want to walk around beautiful spaces. You want to walk around preserved areas. You want to have trails. You want to have those things to enjoy, whether you're a bird watcher or you love just jogging through the forest along a creekside, whatever it might be. And so preservation and the beauty, it enhances your lifestyle. It also obviously enhances the value of the community when you've got a great environment. So that's a big one for us, and that's a big one for our residents.
Yeah. So, when it comes to an environment, of course, fitness and the ability to have those walks and the ability to have the great clubhouse, that makes it very clear. When it comes to things like relationships, the ability to meet in different groups, having all kinds of clubs, I'm sure Coulter Homes does that. But when we come back, I do want to talk about this aspect of nutrition with John Manrique, Vice President of Marketing over at Coulter Homes, because these still are independent housing. As he explains, it's not congregate care in any way, shape, or form. These are robust people that could live anywhere they wanted. And how nutrition is implemented in a community like this is quite unique. So we want to talk about that when we come back, John. And we also want to talk about one other thing, and that is cost. I'm a financial gerontologist. I spend most of my time helping people figure out whether they could stay in their home or not from a financial point of view. So we will talk about all these things when we return, because I know that these are the things on your mind. Don't go away.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the only syndicated radio show on aging, which I think is a disgrace, by the way. Very honored by that, but boy, oh boy, with 78 million baby boomers in this country, one show. Give me a break. But okay, I'm glad if there has to be one show, it's mine. Now, we're going to speak again with John Manrique, who is the Vice President of Marketing over at Culture Homes. And as I say with any of these guests, this is not paid. This is not an ad. I select different companies and different kinds of environments that I think are worth you knowing. So this is informational for you with no compensation. Do not think that there's anything else but my own heart looking at this and saying, hey, you guys ought to know about it. And even if Culture Homes is not for you, you should know it exists and what you're looking for. So I want to go, John, please tell everybody how to get information about Culture Homes, because they'll be able to extrapolate from what you do.
Sure.
Some of the things that they're looking at, their life.
And,
go ahead.
And in picking up exactly where the point you were making, Adrienne, you know, obviously we're in the business of developing communities and selling homes, but we have created, because it is such a big segment and we have such a part of the population, boomers, many of us here in Culture Homes are part of that and looking ahead. So if you go to Cresswind.com, that's CresswindCom, we actually put together a free guide. It's the Go Guide to Active Adult Home Buying. And whether it's Coulter or whomever it may be across the country that you may be considering, I highly recommend. We have a free guide there. It's digital. You can download it, put it right on your tablet, on your computer. You can print it, whatever you like. But it's got things in there about, you know, the finance aspect, which I know we're about to chat a little bit about, Adrienne. And, you know, is this the right decision for me? And the things to look at we've already talked about in terms of fitness and nutrition. But anyway, we worked with a number of experts and others and put it out there. Obviously, we'd love you to come and check out our communities throughout the Southeast, but if this is an area that you're considering, you know, please download it. It's free, and then you've got this information to help you as you look ahead to the next steps as far as what may or may not be right for you in terms of if you are considering a 55-plus community.
Okay, so just from the financial point of view, what are some of the big points, we'll say, and then I do want to talk about the nutrition, which is one of your core philosophies, let's say, but just big points on what to think about from a financial point of view.
Well, obviously, there's some things that people look into when you're in your home you are today, and what we call it is value mapping. Right? So it's where are you at today? What are the positives? What are the negatives? And if you were to move, what would, are you going to create a greater value for yourself? So from a financial standpoint, one of the things to think about is, okay, your home value, if you're going to sell it and the costs involved, and then you're moving, are you what people may call either right size or downsize if you're looking for space? But then, one of the things we advise people at is to look at, consider then the options that you're looking at when you're going to build with somebody. What are the things you're going to put into your home? And one of the areas sometimes folks fall into is they purchase a smaller home, and then they put a whole lot of options and upgrades into it, and are you really then going to get that value exchange for yourself at the end of the day? Is it worth it to, really option up something to that size? So you got to look at the size of home. That's one consideration. You've got to look at when you're going into places, what are the carrying costs going to be when you're looking at evaluating these communities? What are the HOA fees? Are one, yes, there's the cost of the home, but then there's going to be those taxes. And in many of these communities, because you have clubs and you have all these other things, there's an HOA. Now, if you were to go out and pay for lawn service, and if you go out and pay for a gym membership and do all that, that would be additional. So when you look at an HOA and all it understand what it includes, and if you didn't have those things included, what would you then be paying on the outside market, if you will, for somebody to come in and mow your lawn and fertilize and work out at the gym and go swim and go use the pool and go do all those different things? So that's another part, is to understand the overall, what's the monthly carry going to be. And finally, the cost of living in the area. We recommend people visit, and boomers are great about this. They go and they'll spend some time, rent, if you have the opportunity, rent in an area and see what it's like, see what it's going to cost you to eat out, see what it's going to cost you to travel around in the area, and really get that feel so that when you decide on the right location for you, you've got a full appreciation for all the costs that are going to be involved there on a monthly basis. It's not just, hey, what's the price of the home? There's so much more to that.
And in fact, sometimes the price of the home is the least important. It's the maintenance, ongoing maintenance, that's the key. So I'll add.
Absolutely, and that's a great point when you consider new versus, you say, oh, well, my home is this, and it's okay, but if your home is 30, 40, however many years old, what are those things that are going to be coming up on the horizon? Not just next month, but 5, 10 years. You're going to need a new roof. You're going to need this. So many of the homes today, built with the energy efficiency in terms of the windows, the insulation, all those things. What's your energy bill going to be as compared to what you're paying now?
Look, we have people living in energy efficiency of a medieval castle. I mean, their money is running out their window just as they're sitting there. So we have to understand that this whole show has been about financial freedom. And in certain respects, over 55 communities, including Coulter Homes, is about financial freedom. So here's my warning. We're in the Northeast, John, and you guys are in the South and in Florida. Many people come from the Northeast, and they look at the prices, and they think they died and went to heaven because it's so cheap compared to anything that we know, right? But
sure.
Don't think of it that way. Please get your head away from New York and New Jersey and Maryland. Remember that it's a different universe, and do not be just tempted by what looks like a lower price to buy the place. It's just that you're in a very high area. So take a look at what maintenance really means in your life and get a hold of that guide. Tell everybody how to get the guide again.
Again, go to Cresswind, CresswindCom, and you'll be able to download it right there, right on that page. Boom, grab it. Give it a read. Get all the information we're talking about. Your example, you may get, as people may come down from the Northeast, which certainly we have many that do here in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, where we build. They look and they say, oh, wow, you're right. All these homes are, this one's this, and this guy over here is that. But don't be lured by, you know, in terms of the price tag, understand, again, even though it may be lower than you're used to in the Northeast, what does that include? You know, if a home's built with vinyl siding versus somebody else who's building it here, how's that going to impact? As you said, are you going to have the medieval castle? So, yeah, great, low price, but low value of construction, or is it better value of construction? So you do have to take that time, and I will say that was one of the reasons why in market
research. Both of those will, and I'm going to say thank you, John, and I'm also going to say get out there, kids. Take a look at that guide. Get out there and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,